This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mesechtes Shvi'is, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, Sholosh Artzos LaShvi'is. Eretz Yisrael and the surrounding regions are divided into three areas regarding the laws of Shemitah. Kol Shehechziku Oilei Bavel, Me'eretz Yisrael, V'ad Kiziv, L'Nechol, V'lo Ne'evod. The areas conquered when Bnei Yisrael returned from Bavel, which is from Eretz Yisrael to Kiziv, are obligated in the laws of Shemitah by Torah law. Their produce may not be eaten after the time of beer, unless the owner did beer, and the land may not be worked. V'chol she'erziku oile Mitzrayim, mekiziv v'ad hanar v'ad amona nechel avalo nevad. The areas conquered when Bnei Yisrael first arrived from Mitzrayim, but from Egypt, but not later reconquered when they returned from Bavel, which is from Kiziv to the river and to Amana, are obligated only midrabbanan. It's a rabbinic law. Their produce may be eaten, but the land may not be worked. Min hanahar ume Amana v'lifnim nechel v'nevad. From the river and Amana onwards, there are no restrictions of Shemitah at all. The produce may be eaten and the land may be worked. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Mesechtes Shvi'is, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. Oisin batalush besuria, avalo b'mechuber. David HaMelech conquered Syria before completing the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it does not have the status of Eretz Yisrael by Torah law, but by Midrabbanan and Rabbinic law, some of the laws of Eretz Yisrael do apply there. Therefore, in Syria, one may work on produce that has already been harvested, even if the boss, the employer, is suspected of working land on Shemitah, but not on produce that is still attached to the earth. Dushan, for example, one may thresh. Vizayrin, one may also winnow. Vidorchin, one may also squeeze grapes. Umamirin, and one may gather. Avalo kaitzrin, one may not harvest wheat. Velo baitzrin, one may not harvest grapes. Velo maiskin, one may not harvest olives. Klal oma Rebbe Akiva, kol shekayetze bay muta be'eretz Yisrael, oisin oisai basuria. Rebbe Akiva said a general rule that any work permitted in Eretz Yisrael by Torah law, even though it is forbidden by rabbinic law many times, such as processing the produce of Shemitah, is permitted in Syria, even midrabbanan. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Mesechtes Shvi'is, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Bitzolim, sheyardu aleim gishomim, utmechoi, imhaya ha'olen shalhem, shechayrin asuin. If onions from the sixth year remain in the earth into the seventh year, and rain then fell upon them, and they sprouted, if their leaves are black, they are forbidden, since this shows that they are still absorbing the nutrients of the earth in the Shemitah year. Horiku hari elu mutarin. If their leaves turn green, they are permitted, since this shows that they are no longer growing from the earth, but from the nutrients that were already absorbed by the onions in the sixth year. Reb Chanina ben Antigonus Aimer, im yocholin, lihitolish be'olin, shelohen asurin. Reb Chanina ben Antigonus said that if the leaves are strong enough that the onion can be pulled out of the earth by its leaves, this shows that it is still absorbing nutrients on Shemitah, and it is forbidden. Ukeneged Kain, Motzoi Shvi'is Mutari. Following the same principles, onions that grew and were uprooted in the sixth year, then replanted and uprooted again in Shemitah, and then replanted in the year after Shemitah, are permitted. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechta Shvias, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Me'emusai mutter adam likach yerek b'moitzi Shvias. At what point may one buy vegetables in the year after Shemitah without having to suspect that it is Shemitah produce? From the time that the 8th year's produce reaches that size. Also, habakir, if they have grown to that size in the fast growing areas, hutter ha'ofil, they are permitted even in the slow growing areas, since one may assume that they were brought from one area to another. Rebbe hitter likach yerek b'maitzi shvias miad. Rebbe permitted buying vegetables immediately after Shemitah, since it was common to import them from abroad. And that is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechta Shvias, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey. Ein motzien shemen sreifa upeirus shvias meha'aretz l'chutz la'aretz. Truma oil that became tamei must be burnt in Eretz Yisrael. It may not be taken out of Eretz Yisrael to be burnt. Shemitah produce as well may not be taken out of Eretz Yisrael for beer. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shamati Beferish, Shemotzien L'Suria, Vein Motzien L'Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Shimon said that he received a tradition that explicitly permitted taking things to Syria, but not to other places outside of Eretz Yisrael. And that is the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Shvias, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Ein mevien truma mechutz la'aretz la'aretz. Truma may not be brought to Eretz Yisrael from chutz la'aretz, from abroad, because we're concerned this would encourage Kehanim to leave Eretz Yisrael in search of it. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shamati Beferish, Shemevien Misuria, Veimevien Mechutz La'aretz. Rabbi Shimon said that he received a tradition that explicitly permitted bringing Truma from Syria, but not from other places outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's the end of Mishnah Vav.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.